The exclusive that we're offering our listeners tonight on Coast to Coast has to do with recent information that these so-called poppers were being used to target the Iraqi leadership, including and particularly a gentleman named Muqtada al-Sadr. And this is never been made public before tonight.
All right, and tell us, what are poppers?
Poppers are a gray dome about a meter in diameter. The GIs over there refer to them as poppers and as sonic mines. They are, in fact, transmitters derived from U.S. Navy sonar, recent advances in sonar that the Navy has been experimenting with and getting into quite a lot of trouble for harming sea mammals, particularly whales and dolphins, and the Navy has actually admitted to recent beachings of these animals, bleeding from their ears and skulls. These sonars have been placed on U.S. Navy destroyers and, as I mentioned, transmit on various frequencies to look for submarines, to outline the seabed in a 3D mapping capability. Unfortunately, these sea creatures have very sensitive hearing. The Navy has been sued by environmental groups for this work and have been told by courts to stop using the low-frequency sonars worldwide, but it's the mid-frequencies apparently that are doing quite a bit of damage. And the Navy has continued to experiment and has observed the sea life and noted, well, heck, these are mammals. How would these things work ashore against other mammals, human beings? Let's try that. And I've been told that the 00 Bravos at JFK Special Warfare School, North Carolina, have warned American troops that if they're ever swimming, this goes for any listener, by the way, if you're swimming someplace and you see a U.S. warship with bumps along the side of the hull, get out of the water. 00 Bravos are U.S. Navy divers, and it was a frogman ordered to get into the water to, quote, get dolphins used to divers. That's what he was told. And without his foreknowledge, he was apparently hit with a high-energy blast from one of these sonars at a depth of around 20 feet. He went completely rigid. They could not reach him by radio. They could see the bubbles from his rebreather, but the air being pumped to him was going right by him. His heartbeat, his lungs were permanently shut down, and he died. He drowned.
He died?
He died. They pulled his corpse up. I don't know what they told his wife and family, but there was graphic evidence of what these things could do in a liquid medium, transmitting on extreme low frequency, ultra low, very low, and UHF and microwave frequencies.
Now, Hank, the information we're going to talk about tonight, none of this is classified, I assume.
No, sir, it is not classified, and as Will was alluding to, this is something that has been based on technology that has been, shall we say, known about publicly since the 1940s. This also includes the Soviet attempt to more or less microwave and or blast the American embassy with what was colloquially known as the Woodpecker. This follows the same type of technology that they have more or less coalesced into a single unit that can be deployed out into the world in general. And they can more or less dial up or down the frequencies in order to get what they consider to be the responses that they're looking for.
Now, on the face of it, is there anything wrong with having this kind of technology in order to control crowds or to change the perception of an enemy?
It would really depend on two things. First off, who's using it, and secondly, to what end.
Okay,
I
agree with that.
Those two things are so variable.
I agree with that. And if it's used in warfare, I would be more apt to say, okay, that's fine. I think one of your concerns, and yours too, William, is what happens if it comes home.
Correct.
If you if I may, I have another concern about innocent civilians. The military makes the argument that this so-called non-lethal technology is a lot better, as harsh as it is, a lot better than being shot in the head with a high-velocity round, better to be hit with one of these things, poppers, and be temporarily put out of commission in that your brains are scrambled, you can't think straight, mm-hmm. you cannot mount a resistance. This sounds good, but let's face it, folks, we're talking about mind rape. We're talking about people having their will taken away from them, and we are talking in all modern war situations, primarily non-combatants. We are talking women, children, men. We're not wearing uniform. They're in cities like Fallujah, Ramadi, Ramallah. They're being hit with these things. They don't know what it is. They are already traumatized by horrific weapons, white phosphorus, depleted uranium radiation, high-velocity rounds, horrific casualties around them, and now American forces have been hitting them, unknown to them, with microwave and other frequencies. I think this is a war crime.
Are you going to get some people, William, who are going to say you're unpatriotic, that you're not supporting the troops? What are you trying to do?
I am supporting the troops because the troops are being affected by these weapons, George, and they are not being told. I have been in the U.S. military. I'm on the side of the troops, and I am on the side of people who did not ask for their presence and who are suffering greatly, horrific casualties, and the trauma of these children had better start to be publicized in the United States of America. This is patriotism, to look hard at the cost of war and the reasons we are going to war.
Is this machine, this technology, is it doing what it's supposed to do?
To a certain extent, yes. Sorry if I'm breaking
in. No. Well, it's free-flowing, Hank, so you and William jump in anytime.
Go.
All right. Essentially, the wanted effect and the actual effect can vary greatly. One of the main reasons for that is humans vary, and you'd never really know exactly what effect you're going to get from whatever you try to do. Now, that in mind, over a certain amount of time, an equilibrium can be reached where pretty much everybody within the field effect of this is going to eventually go into the same basic direction. So, based on the studies that they did and the uses that they put it to out in the ocean, they were able to use this on literally hundreds, possibly thousands of marine animals, whales, dolphins, etc. And more often than not, they did get the type of effect they were looking for, but it was the initial use of these that caused the biggest problem, because when you first turn these on, you never really know what frequency to use exactly to get the effect you're looking for, or the amount of power that will give you what you want.
So you just play with the dials, I guess, huh?
Pretty much. You can start out looking for a crowd that's already looking a little angry,
mm-hmm.
Not too good. You can turn this on, and you can make things much worse, radically worse.
How so?
Well, you can drive people into a frenzy, literally.
And could you make them more dangerous?
Yes.
Ah.
You can take away the inhibitions, and I'm sure most of your listeners and yourself have heard of this, the reptile brain as opposed to the mammal brain.
Yes, absolutely.
Once you take away a person's will and you make them not the person they used to be, you're stripping away literally civilization, society, what keeps us from doing things that we would do in certain situations.
So rather than rendering them, in some cases, very harmless, we turn them into animals, basically.
Correct. And there's no reasoning with a person once you do something like this.